You're listening to the Glow Radio podcast. I'm your host, Jacqueline Sun. I'm a spiritual baddie who is passionate about real transformation. These raw and unfiltered conversations are meant to break off limiting beliefs and leave you feeling more free to be your truest self. Let's dive deep. Hello everyone, welcome to Glow Radio episode 111. What a divine number today, episode 111. I am so excited to share with you on today's topic of how I know that what's meant for you is not going to pass you by. And you won't need to force what is meant for you. I have a personal example, a personal story from my own life where I was forcing something in my career for almost a decade, and there was so much resistance. When I finally shifted my mindset and opened my eyes to what the universe was offering me, everything started flowing so smoothly, and I'm going to share with you guys in detail about this journey today. So I feel like today, this topic has a lot to do with manifesting. A lot of us are trying to manifest something in our lives, whether it be a career, a job, a relationship, a home, whatever it may be. And I feel like a lot of people ask me on social media about why their manifestation is not coming true. They've done all the things, they've done all the affirmations, all the visualizations, the journaling, but it just hasn't been able to come true. So this is exactly what I used to do in the past as well, being too controlling of everything, putting in all the work, doing, but not allowing myself to just be. Because the key to manifesting is about being, not doing. You can follow all the how-tos, the step-by-step guides, but if something is not meant for you, it simply won't be yours, no matter how much effort you put in, how much work you put in. And that's why it's so important here to really tune into your intuition and learn how to take aligned action with the universe. A tool that really helped me realize how to take aligned action for myself was learning the human design system. And I talk about this a lot. If you guys do want to learn more about the human design, listen to my podcast episode 92, where I spoke with Erin Claire Jones. She is a human design guide and a leadership coach. So that episode goes into it more deeply. I'll give you a brief overview here if you haven't heard of it before. The human design is a system that includes a bunch of philosophies like astrology, the chakra system, I Ching, Kabbalah, and quantum physics. And it gives you a blueprint of how you can exercise your best strategies, and the way I see it is how to be your higher self, your best self. There are five types of human design. And for myself, I am the generator type. And for generators, their strategy in life is to respond to life. It's not to initiate, which kind of goes against what society teaches us, because we always see those posts, or at least I do, about encouraging you to be a go-getter, to be ambitious, to go for what you want, to initiate and to take action. And while there is some truth in that, I find that for the generator type, this was very difficult for me because I felt so much resistance every time I initiated something in the past. As you guys have known, I've talked in so many episodes that I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit, and I've initiated a bunch of business projects in the past, but none of them worked out because I was the one initiating instead of responding to life. And responding doesn't mean that you're sitting around doing nothing. It doesn't mean that you're being passive, because everything in life is asking for a response from you. I always use this example. If it's sunny outside, life is asking you if you want to go outside. So let me tell you about my own story about my career and how I was trying to manifest something for basically 10 years of my life, and it just never worked out. Being successful in my career has been so important to me, and it's been at the top of my mind since I was young, and I think that's because I have my north node in Capricorn. So I'm truly so grateful now to be able to share with you guys my story of how everything is finally falling into place after decades. Back in the day, or not even back in the day, I feel like up until recently, I wanted to be a full-time influencer. And this included being on social media, being on YouTube. I used to create a lot of YouTube videos, and I've even changed my niche a bunch of times. I started off with fashion, then moved on to health and fitness, and then I moved on to lifestyle vlogging. But nothing worked out for me, and I was following all the tutorials. I even bought multiple courses to learn how to be a social media influencer, and I was following all the steps, but there was just so much resistance, and I realized it was because I wasn't taking aligned action with the universe. I wasn't listening to my intuition. I was going against myself by initiating all the time when I'm meant to respond. I chased this goal for almost 10 years. I did the research, I followed all the tutorials, and it just never worked out. And the key to why it didn't work out, now I've realized, is that I was chasing this goal. I was not attracting it. And this is now what I teach as a coach to all my clients who are trying to manifest a healthy relationship. I teach them that manifesting is not about chasing. You don't need to chase anything because when you're chasing, you're implying that it's running away from you. Instead, change your mindset to attracting because you are a magnet. You are a magnet for love, for joy, for peace, and the universe wants you to have those things. So if you just switch your mindset, turn it around, and think that you are attracting those things, it will take a lot of stress off your plate, off your mind, and just off your body. So I wasn't listening to my intuition and I wasn't allowing things to flow. In this time in my life, I was holding on to a lot of things. I was being very controlling of the outcome and I had very specific goals. And you know, there's a lot of material in our society on social media where it tells us that the more specific, the better. And it's really good to develop quote unquote smart goals. But that doesn't work for everyone, especially for me, because in my human design, another part of it tells me that I am what they call a non-specific type. So being specific, doing all that strategic planning is actually not good for me. It's just not in my best interest and not what I thrive on. Being more specific was not helpful for me. And even if you are a specific type on human design, I feel like there's a learning process there where you can be specific, but you also need to let go of your attachment to the outcome because you got to trust that the universe is going to give you what's best for you. The universe is not going to let you down. And I realized that once I let go of my attachment to the outcome, I received like exactly what I wanted, what I needed. But it looked different than what I had expected. In the past, I kept taking action out of fear. And for this specific manifestation in my career, the reason that I wanted this goal or manifestation, I realized, was to feed my ego. It was to get validation and get approval from my peers, from my family, from my parents. But I realized that I needed to give that to myself. And this is what I learned in my journey of healing my trauma, that I need to validate myself. I need to accept myself and I need to approve of myself. And I don't need to look for that outside of me because that's something I can give myself within me. And then I realized what was truly fulfilling for me. It was not being a full-time influencer. What's truly fulfilling to me is helping others. It's achieving financial abundance. It's having freedom in my schedule. Like, freedom is so important to me. I feel like I have a lot of Aquarius placements in my chart. Aquarius placements value their independence. They don't like people telling them what to do. They're rebellious. And I have an Aquarius Mars, so that's like my drive in life. My drive in life is to be independent, to be unique, to be innovative. I also have an Aquarius Lilith. I have my part of fortune in Aquarius. Just so many Aquarius placements. So freedom is something that is very, very important to me. So I have a lot of very contrasting placements in my chart. So I have a Virgo moon and a Virgo rising. I also have a Taurus midheaven, which is squaring my Aquarius sixth house. So I have Aquarius Mars and Aquarius Saturn. And I realized that this led to a lot of challenges in my life when I was younger and when I didn't know how to balance out both of these energies. So when two aspects or when two placements are squaring each other, that is a hard aspect. That is a challenging aspect, but it's not necessarily a bad thing because once we overcome challenges in our life, we are rewarded. You know, we grow, we heal. So the sixth house is about our daily routines, our work habits, our health, and kind of just what we do every day. And my sixth house is an Aquarius. So it makes a lot of sense that I don't like routine. I don't like doing the same thing every day. It's not helpful for me to have a very strict morning routine, which I also learned through my human design type as well. The 10th house, the midheaven, it's about our career, our reputation, what we will be known for. And my midheaven is in Taurus. Taurus is a slow and steady sign. It takes its time, it values stability, it values financial security. So you can see how these two energies are conflicting and they tend to butt heads. You know, the Aquarius wants freedom, it wants to do its thing, it doesn't want to do the same thing all the time. But Tauruses, they kind of don't like change. You know, they want to be stable and they want to be sure, they want to be secure and they want to take their time. So I truly learned to balance out these two energies by learning that my day-to-day routine doesn't need to be a routine. I can be successful even without a routine in my life. And I've talked about this in a previous episode before. But my long-term goal can stay the same. You know, my long-term core values can stay the same. Because that Taurus midheaven, you know, it wants to be slow and steady. And my long-term goal, my core values is to be of service to others, to help others. You know, that really confirms my Virgo moon and my Virgo rising. As Virgos, their strength is to be of service. I realize that my core values can be secure, can be stable, but my everyday routine can have more freedom and more independence. If you guys do want to learn more about how you can be successful without a routine, listen to my podcast episode 97 as I go all about into that and what I've learned in the process. So I've also learned that my identity is not tied to a job, and your identity should not be tied to your job or your career or to a relationship, to anything that's outside of you, because those things can always change. My job can change throughout my life. My role can change. My career can change. Right now, I feel like I am called to be a spiritual dating coach where I help divine feminine baddies manifest their dream partner. And that is what I am focusing on at the moment. But it can change later on. I found that my focus tends to change like every few years in my life. And now being where in the place that I am now, I realize that I'm allowed to change. I'm allowed to change my mind. And when something doesn't feel right for me, I am allowed to pivot. And I feel like that's learning to be in a dance with the universe. It's learning to co-create, learning to manifest. I take a step, the universe takes a step. It's a give and take. You know, sometimes I give and then the universe gives back. I talked about this on my TikTok where so many of you are giving, 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 but you're not allowing the universe to give back to you. And sometimes you just need to be still. Let things fall into place. Sometimes there's certain events that need to happen before you can receive your manifestation. Everything happens in divine timing. And we're just delaying the process when we're being so controlling, when we're hanging on to the outcome, when we're hanging on to our specific desires way too much. And when your identity is tied to a job or to a relationship or to something that's outside of you, you're going to constantly feel unstable because those things can always change. And for someone like me, I have an earth moon, I have an earth midheaven, earth rising. Stability is so important to earth signs. And stability is truly found within yourself because you create stability. I also have another example in my life where I was so attached to the outcome, and that was in my previous toxic relationship, which I share with you guys so much. It's basically the story that led me to being a spiritual dating coach. During those 13 years where I was with my toxic ex, I kept trying to manifest that the relationship would get better. But what the universe is trying to show me that was that this relationship was not meant for me. There were so many signs, but I kept ignoring them because of my stubbornness in my Aquarius, Mars, my Taurus. You know, these fixed signs are very, very stubborn. So I thought it was persistent of me to keep trying to manifest that this relationship would get better. I kept trying to work on myself, but I didn't realize that the relationship in itself was so unhealthy. And once I let go of that, everything started falling into place. Once I let go of that, I manifested my current dream partner in less than 3 months. And that's a story I share with all my coaching clients, that you don't need a long time to manifest something. So yes, yeah, sometimes things happen in divine timing, but you can really speed up the process by letting go of attachment and working with the universe faster. So I feel like there's two sides of this. My Libra third house really like sees all the sides of everything. And I know it can sound a bit contradicting where I'm telling you to be patient and things happen in divine timing. But you can also speed it up if you're really in tune with the universe, if you listen to your intuition and take steps according to the signs that the universe is giving you. So there's kind of this duality here where you need to like pay attention to both sides of things. So I hope this example was helpful for you, where what is meant for you is not going to pass you by. The universe is going to make it known that that path is meant for you. But when it's not meant for you, no matter how much you try to force it, it's not going to work out. And my life is an example of that. I've tried to force things for over a decade with my job, with my relationship, and it just didn't work out. So I empower you and I encourage you to reflect on your own life and see where you can let go of control more. See where you can let go of attachment to the outcome. How can you be still more? How can you focus on being instead of doing? How can you prioritize play and fun more in your life? That is one of the top things that you need to prioritize in your life if you want to manifest something. Thank you so much for listening. If you guys did enjoy the podcast, make sure to leave me a review on iTunes. It helps more people discover the podcast. Go check out all my social media links. Everything will be in the description. If you guys have a specific question you want to ask me about astrology, career, relationships, you can send me a question. There is a link in the description. It will take you to my Hey Hero account and you can ask me there. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all and I shall see you guys in the next episode. Bye.